再接着讲这个如何的参与圣灵带领的聚会。I have more yet to say about the Holy Spirit led meetings. 我们再看那个第四页哈，翻到那个第四页 ，page four，page、oh, the second paragraph， no， the third one on page four， the third one， a real Pentecostal meeting， meaning a Holy Spirit filled and led meeting。Is one where Jesus is allowed to manifest himself and thereby to change us into his image as we behold him. A real Pentecost meeting is one where Jesus is allowed to manifest himself. Now, Jesus always wants to manifest himself. 耶稣一直他要显示，他要显示，向我们显示。But he needs to be allowed. We have to learn how to allow him to manifest himself. And thereby to change us into his image as we behold him. If we allow Jesus to manifest himself, the result will be or is bound to be that we are changed.As Jesus manifests himself to each one of us, and we are changed. Who is doing the change? The Holy Spirit is doing the change. Now, as we behold him, meaning as we focus our attention on him, as we turn our heart toward him, as we think of him,Focus on Jesus Christ, Jesus only. In this kind of meeting, this Pentecostal meeting, as we behold him, we are changed. Okay? 那这个圣经的根据呢是在哥林多后书第三章那里说我们众人敞着脸呢我们众人敞着脸那我们就被他改变了就荣上加荣。这是圣灵的工作。但是呢这里说 But what you receive would depend upon your attitude. What you receive would depend upon your attitude. In other words, when God is pouring out His Holy Spirit, if you take the attitude of indifference, it's okay. Let everybody else be filled. And whether I am filled or not, it's okay. Now, that attitude, if you come with that attitude, you will never be filled with the Holy Spirit. So what you receive will depend upon your attitude. Now, we come into a Pentecostal meeting with a desire to see Jesus. When Jesus...manifest himself to us. Now, when Jesus manifests himself to us, he does it in our heart, not outwardly some kind of a strange, you know, vision. No, he always reveals himself within our heart. Okay, but we have to have a desire for him. And it says, if you come with an open heart,Very, very basic, very important. That the young people, you come to a meeting, not just with your parents, or because your parents ask you, so you come. You come here, remember, to meet Jesus. You come here with a heart, oh Jesus, I want to see you. Fill me with your love, with your Holy Spirit.If you come with this desire, and you will be blessed, it says, you will experience the life-giving power of God. Meaning, you will receive more of Jesus. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will be changed into His image. Now, how do we prepare ourselves to come into a Pentecostal meeting?我们怎么样来预备 How do we prepare ourselves? Emma, how do you prepare yourself? You should come and also share and teach. How do you prepare this?
The living water flow.
Yeah. The way to come to any meeting, any Pentecostal meeting, is to bring Jesus with you. How do you bring Jesus with you? 就是我们要来到一个圣灵充满的聚会，要把耶稣带来，那我们怎么把耶稣带来？ Amen. You provide the answer. Jesus in our midst, 每天操练与神同在，然后就带来，就把耶稣带来。对呀，yeah, this is what it says. Yeah, this one almost the second sentence is everyone who practices the presence of God at home in our everyday life. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. We'll find it very easy to do so, just to bring Jesus when you come into a meeting. Mm. 再简单一点说呢，to put it simply, when you come to a Pentecostal meeting, you come knowing that Jesus is in your heart, and also remembering what Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. This is how you bring Jesus in. And I find that the other way is also one of the best ways is to forget about yourself. Just think of Jesus. Forget about your problems, your business, your homework, your job. And just think of Jesus and just remind yourself that Jesus is in you already. And that when we come two or three together, He is already here. This is how we bring Jesus into a meeting. And then, of course, in your everyday life, you practice the presence of God. In other words, you keep reminding yourself that God is with you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, God is with you. 就是要常常提醒自己，神与我们同在。无论我们做什么，无论我们到哪儿去啊， 上帝都与我们同在，这个就是 practice the presence of God, 就是那么简单。And then it goes on to say, but if you have not been doing so, if you have not been doing what Amy says, okay, and then the very first thing is to find Jesus in your own heart, 那就是说, in other words, when you come into a meeting, the very first thing, you walk into this door, or you sit down when everybody's quiet, the very first thing, is to find Jesus in your own heart. That means, remind yourself, Jesus is already in your heart. To find sometimes, 不是说要 look for some, to believe. By simple faith, 就是说耶稣已经在你的里, and to recognize him as the fountain of life within you. To recognize him as the fountain of life within you. What does that mean, Timon? What does that mean? To recognize him as the fountain of life within you. And David, maybe you have the answer. Thank you. 你听见吗？妈妈听得懂他讲。听得懂。说，fountain在你，就是它是
everything，它可以引导你。Good,
that's good answer. I'm sure Timon has the answer, but he just didn't know perhaps how to put it.
Yeah.
That means he's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He is everything, He's everything to me. More than father, or mother, or sister, or brother, He's everything to me. Hallelujah. Simon, you probably have the answer too, huh? Maybe just, yeah. To recognize Him as the fountain of life. So, simply put, oh, Jesus, You are everything to me. You know what I need, and You can supply. You can meet every one of my needs. That's how when you come into a meeting, okay, I certainly appreciate, you know, the fact that David and Timon, they are serving the Lord very faithfully in the meeting and playing, and I believe God used Sister Jenny to say thank you publicly to David for his playing. I believe the Lord wanted her, led her to do that. Okay, but I would add that you come here, you know, not just to play the instruments, but to meet Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And as you play, you know, you can pray. As you play, you can talk to Jesus. And you can say, Jesus, You are everything to me. You are everything. If you keep claiming, you know, You're everything to me, you keep recognizing that Jesus is the fountain of life within you. Okay. You know what happens? Jesus will come to you more and more. You will find Him in your heart more and more in a greater way. And this is how it works, see? So, not just here to serve the Lord or to play the instrument, but to have fellowship with Him, to talk to Him, to be linked up to Him. And that's how, you know, we're all here. You do your parts and I do my part and everybody else does his part, and then the flow, oh, the river of living water will flow amongst us and then through us unto the other places, as we heard earlier. Hallelujah. Alright, this is how we come. And then talking about worship, okay? The fourth paragraph says that nobody knows what worship is except a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, earlier, okay, we heard about the need and the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Unless we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we don't understand what worship means. Now, when Jesus talks about the worship, He says, God is Spirit. Those who worship God must worship Him in spirit. Now, when Jesus talks about worshiping God, He's talking about having communion with God, having fellowship with God in the Holy Spirit. Now, because when Jesus walked on this earth, He was constantly in communion with the Father. The Father was in Him, and He was in the Father. And when He talked about worship, and it means, He meant fellowship, worshiping God, praising God, thanking God, praying to God, and asking Him to meet all our needs. This is all worship. Now, nobody knows what worship is until he is filled with the Holy Spirit. Why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? So that the Spirit can teach us. The Spirit can bring us into fellowship with Christ. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. For God is the Spirit. When we talk about the Holy Spirit-led meetings, we're talking about God leading in the meetings. He is moving by His Holy Spirit. Now, then he goes on to explain what worship means. Okay, in Hans Voltbuch, Mr. Voltbuch's, from his perspective, okay, it is a sweet fire that burns within your soul, which Jesus has kindled. It is a sweet fire that burns within your soul, which Jesus has kindled. Now, we heard earlier that it is Jesus who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus who breathes unto us the Spirit of God. Okay? And it is Jesus working through His Holy Spirit within us. Now, it is a sweet fire that burns. What does that mean? It just makes us feel that Jesus is so wonderful. He's so sweet. And He's so lovely. And this love of fire, this fire, it starts a burning in our soul. Now, this is how Mr. Hans Wolfogel defines worship, or one of the definitions of worship. And then he goes on to say, in another form, the worship, it is the presence of Jesus permeating your whole being with the fragrance of Himself. 他接着就说呢, 什么是一种甜美的爱火呢? 就是耶稣的同在, 耶稣来了, 你就觉得甘甜, 你觉得很舒服, 很享受, 那个就是耶稣的同在, permeating your whole being with the fragrance of Himself, 就是啊, 充满了你的全人, 他以他自己的 那个可爱, 那个甘甜, 这个 fragrance 是一种香味, 啊, fragrance 有耶稣基督的馨香之气, 当我们呢, 闻到那个花的香味, 或者闻到什么香味的时候, 都会觉得很舒服, 对不对? 觉得很好闻, 很好闻, 耶稣与我们同在的时候, 啊, 我们就觉得就是那么美, 那么享受, 这个是 worship, 这是吴老牧师啊, 他来给 worship 来定义。当然在我们的观念当中, 我们那个狭义, in the narrow sense, 啊, 我们就是来 worship God, 尤其我们中国人呢, 讲到那个敬拜呢, 就离不了, 就是那个, 烧香拜佛的那种拜, 那种跪拜的, 不是, 圣经里所说的敬拜, 耶稣所说的敬拜, 不是这个, 啊, 乃是他的同在, 享受他的同在, 享受他的甘甜, 啊, 享受支取他的安慰, 他的力量, 你知道我们呢, 有不同的需要, 我们都可以来, 因为前面说过了, 哈, 就是要 recognize Him as the fountain of life within us, 在这个时候呢, 我们就来享受他, when you have found Him within, 如果你在你里面呢, 这样与主相会了, 哦, 你这样跟主有接触的话, then you will find Him and see Him in the meeting. Then you will find Him. Then automatically you will sense that, oh Jesus, you find Him in the meeting. And that is an operation of the Holy Ghost. 这里他特别告诉我们啊, 这样的, 啊, 一种感受, 我们在聚会中这样的一种感受, 这样的一种的遇见耶稣, 享受他的甘甜, 他的同在, 啊, 他说是圣灵的运作, that is an operation of the Holy Spirit. 这也是我们为什么需要被圣灵充满的原因之一, this is another reason why we should be filled with the Holy Spirit again and again. Okay. Now, and then he says, which one cannot easily explain. You have to experience it itself. 那这一种的经历, 啊, 在这个聚会中, 啊, 享受主的同在, 觉得他的甘甜, 他的美好呢, 他说有时候很难解释, 啊, 解释了，如果你没有这个经历还是不明白，所以呢他说你必须要亲自的来经历来尝受。而我们怎么才能够经历到呢？就是像他所说的，来到聚会中要预备我们的心 an open heart， 要把耶稣带来。怎么把耶稣带来呢？就是提醒你自己，耶稣就在你里面，耶稣就在聚会中间。我常常的，我可以说在外地的聚会，几乎每一次我都提醒说，耶稣说过，无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。我马上呢，我就会提醒会众啊，说耶稣在我们中间。有时候我会简单叫他们用一种方法我说耶稣就在你里面，然后我就说，请你把你的手放在心口上。然后我在香港常常这样，就好几百人呢，他把手放在心口上，我就说耶稣就在你里面。有的时候人呢需要有一些动作，需要有一些 touch 才能够感受到。我们也可以这样，常常要提醒。那下面呢他就说我想我们就下面呢就不说了还有第五页，我想再跟大家来看一看第五页的那个第三段 page 5 paragraph 3 it says there are many ways in which we can function there are many ways in which we can function， 意思说我们要参与圣灵带领的聚会呢，有很多的方式，很多不同的方式但是最基本最重要的就是我们要顺服。上次我有讲过跟大家读了那个哥林多前书第14章那里讲到圣灵会感动我们，感动我们来敬拜主，来赞美主我们就是连承认耶稣是主，我们开口说主耶稣那都是圣灵的感动。我们常常唱那个诗歌He is Lord， oftentimes we sing He is Lord， He is Lord now remember that according to the Bible that means that person who either prays or leads out the sound is moved by the Holy Spirit. This is how we learn to recognize the Holy Spirit, or 让我们能够知道圣灵怎么运作因为圣灵是看不见的，但是他会感动人。当人呢顺服，人呢有那个反应的时候，我们可以看出来那个圣灵在做工这样。那个we can pray and bless the meeting， 这个每个人都可以做的。你来你什么都不什么都你觉得你什么都不会，起码你可以祷告主啊祝福今天的聚会。你这样祷告祝福今天的聚会呢，连你也被祝福了，因为你在聚会中。
Amen.
谁要是祝福聚会就是祝福你在聚会中的你然后呢 We can lift our hands in worship， 这个我们都可以做 right？ We all can do this， lift up our hands and when we worship the Lord of course if you feel you have to play the instruments and you just lift up your hands in your heart， you can put down the instrument and stop playing。 Well sometimes the Holy Spirit moves in a very powerful way. I remember that one time in Taiwan, in Kaohsiung, the presence of the Lord was so mighty. The anointing was so powerful that the worship team, on the platform, I remember the guy who was leading the worship, he also had a guitar or something. There were like four or five people there, And the guy who was leading the worship, and somehow he just couldn't stand anymore. He just went down the floor because the presence of God was so powerful. 神的同在啊，那个恩高强到一个地步，他站不住了。 You might do that. But don't hesitate. We understand it. When the Spirit of God, you know, is moving in a very powerful way, almost irresistible, and you put down your instrument and you lie down on the floor, we understand that, you know. But God will be pleased. God will be glorified. And people will be deeply impressed or influenced if we worship God by this way. Now, we often come across the word used in Ridgewood or Mrs. Robinson or Mr. Waldvogel, the word abandoned or abandonment. And this is what I was talking about. You know, you just abandon yourself to the Holy Spirit. You forget about yourself. Yeah. Oh, 这个功课我们呢最好都要学，就是哈，我用的这个简单的一个名词就是忘记自己。来到聚会中哈，要记得哈，就是要从自觉里头走出来。我很感谢主哈，有两年多的时间啊，我们住在纽约。 我到 Ridgewood 去聚会的时候哈，我就是不想坐在前面，我最喜欢是坐在最后一排，好像今天志祥哈坐在最后一排，是吧？坐在最后一排，为什么呢？我想享受，我不要人家注意我哦。可是啊，那个吴牧师啊，那个他就是不饶我。 他一看到我来，他就一定要叫我上去。有时候呢，我刻意的迟到，哈，呀，我想坐在后面，不，他还是要叫我上去。Okay, let me translate that little story for you. It is essential that we learn to lose our self-consciousness, you know, to be led by the Holy Spirit out of our self-consciousness. Now, there was a period of like 2 years when we lived in New York, and we were attending Ozone Park, and of course, Friday night or Sunday, we would always go to Ridgewood. And every time we went to Ridgewood, and Brother Edwin Waldvogel, and he was up there, you know, I would always prefer to sit perhaps in the last row, way back, you know, nobody sees me. But somehow he could spot me, and he would call on me, or, you know, as he starts a song or whatever, he says, you know, Brother Chow, would you come up here? I had to obey, you know. And, you know, for that period of time, I had to learn when I sat on the platform. I had to learn to forget about myself. I had to learn not to think of myself, you know, not to be self-conscious, you know, because I was afraid people were looking at me, you know. But I did not know, as long as I had self-consciousness, the Holy Spirit could not use me. He could not come upon me. So the Lord used that, you know, two years almost, just to train me to forget about myself, to lose my self-consciousness. 这个很重要，我们要特别来到一个圣灵充满的聚会里头啊。有的时候，当然，也许我们带着重担、压力，或者说在聚会之前呢，刚刚发了脾气。 那或者有什么事情，我们来了哈，我们当然我们的心情很沉重，我们的感觉很重哈，你怎么办呢？没有别的办法，你就是忘记自己，就想到耶稣。 耶稣就在你里面，他就是你的得胜，他就是你的力量，他就是你的安慰，他就是你的 fountain of life， 是你的那个生命的泉源。这样，如果我们都能够说主啊， You are everything to me， You know what I need right now， And you come and meet that need of mine， 他就会。哦，这是多么好的一个操练！我觉得我们来到聚会当中啊，如果你这样操练的话，你跟耶稣的关系会越来越好，你跟耶稣的号那个连结会越来越深，而且你在聚会中如果这样操练，你很自然的哈，到生活当中啊，你就会跟他连结了。在生活中，如果你遇到什么问题、什么挑战呢、哈，什么不如意的事情啊，你就很自然的就转向耶稣。这个时候呢，你就渐渐的哈，越来越知道他就是我们生命的泉源。阿门。这就是我的学习。我也希望，我已经50多年了，我就是这样学了哈。那如果你们要是也是这样学的话呢哈，不需要等到我这个年龄哈，你们马上就可以享受到。You see, if you start learning right now, what this message, you know, teaches, you don't have to wait until you turn 80 years old to enjoy. Right now, you can enjoy at every meeting, and you can just find Jesus within you, recognizing that He's everything. He's everything. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 感谢主。God is so good. God is so good. And we need to know how much God loves us, regardless of our conditions. 我们常常哈会想到我们自己好或者不好，神他不看这些，神就是爱我们。你好他也爱，你不好他也爱，好像啊他就是选上我们。耶稣说嘛，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你。有时候我一想到啊主的爱，我就得到医治。这个爱呀、啊，神的爱是医治的，神的爱也是能力，也是得胜的能力，那也是我们的医治，也可以说是解决我们啊一切问题的一个答案。Oh, how much God loves us. 所以我常常啊喜欢唱 God is so good.God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God loves me so. Or I love him so.I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me.